Plunge pioneered at home cold plunges in 2020 before moving on to extreme heat, for wellness's sake, of course. Its first Scandinavian-style wood sauna for the home launched a few years later, followed by the debut of an infrared version this past June, an angular Canadian hemlock and glass cabin designed for two adults. Despite the limits of my two-bedroom New York City apartment, my curiosity got the best of me when an offer to test it came across my desk. Below, my thoughts on the practicality of owning a hulking sauna in your home and every other little detail you would think to ask about an indoor device of this size, namely, how it will affect your energy bill. Before delivery. How much does the Plunge infrared sauna cost? The standard two-person model, which comes in 120V and 240V configurations, is priced at $7,690 at the time of writing. Standard curbside delivery adds $250 to your total cost, and Plunge's professional assembly service, handled by its installation partner Pure Install, was quoted at $880. In my case, moving the bulky 540-pound device up five steps at the front entrance would have tacked on an additional $125 stair-carry fee. For a buyer choosing all of the above services, the total comes in around $8,945, a whopping figure already before tax and any electrical work. What kind of room does it need? At just over 6 feet 8 inches tall and 4 feet 5 inches wide, the sauna is a substantial presence. Mine sits alongside yoga mats and exercise equipment, so it looks intentional and makes the room feel purposeful. It would also work well in a finished basement or dedicated wellness space, but I wouldn't place it somewhere simply because it fits. Individual panels fit through a standard doorway, but the assembled cabin will not, so measure the access route, ceiling height, footprint, door swing, and walking space before building it exactly where you intend to keep it. What tech setup does it require? The electrical requirement deserves more attention than the phrase 120V might suggest. The standard uses a dedicated 20-amp circuit and a NEMA 520 outlet. In other words, not exactly the same type of outlet you would use to charge a lamp or phone. The location I chose in my home already had the correct circuit in a convenient spot, so thankfully I did not need an electrician. Anyone considering the sauna, though, should confirm the outlet and breaker before ordering. Treat the purchase like a thoughtful appliance upgrade. Choose the room first, then make sure the space is ready for installation. Delivery and amp assembly. What was delivery like? Curbside delivery was literal. The large, flat-packed shipment was left at the curb, and my partner and I were responsible for moving the components into the house. Nothing arrived damaged or missing, but several pieces were heavy enough that I would not recommend attempting the move or setup alone. Plunge offers professional assembly, which makes sense for buyers who do not want to handle large wood and glass panels by themselves. Scheduling that assembly was a bit frustrating, so my partner and I had to assemble it ourselves. Plunge's team didn't offer weekends or same-day assembly at the time my order processed, and the appointment windows themselves were a few hours long, so there just wasn't much flexibility. Without professional help, the entire assembly process took between 90 minutes and 2 hours end-to-end using the provided hand tools. Plunge's app includes a clear step-by-step guide, the electronic connections are labeled, and the panels fit together logically. If you're assembling it yourself, you should be comfortable with advanced IKEA-level assembly. It is not technically difficult, but is much less forgiving if you rush the alignment or underestimate the weight of a panel. The hardest part was carrying the larger pieces into position and holding them steady as the structure came together. Two capable adults can manage it, but this is not a one-person Saturday afternoon project. If the path includes tight turns, more than a few stairs, or delicate finished surfaces, paying for help is probably the most sensible choice. Functionality and style. Does it look as good in person as it does online? Yes. The design is the strongest argument for choosing Plunge over a less expensive infrared box. The angled sides create a visually interesting silhouette, while the glass front distinguishes it from a mere box of wood. Its footprint is still basically square, so the shape doesn't waste much floor space. The Canadian hemlock wood looks clean and substantial, and the heating panels, wiring, controls, lighting, and speakers are all neatly integrated. The full-size glass door also gives the sauna an architectural presence that, at the same time, keeps it from feeling claustrophobic. One trade-off of making a sauna feel like a display case is that the glass surface shows fingerprints immediately. I have already cleaned it a few times after someone missed the wood handle and pressed a hand against the glass. I expected the chromotherapy lighting to make it feel like a gaming setup, but it is surprisingly tasteful, even if I leave it off most of the time. The ceiling-mounted Nakamichi speakers are nearly invisible and sound heavenly. Bluetooth pairing is simple, although the system quite literally yells, "paired," every time it connects, which might disrupt your meditative state in the sauna. How well does the standard model heat? In my 68 degrees F room, the standard takes about 45 minutes to fully preheat, which I can schedule through the app. Although the controls let me set the temperature to 175 degrees F, the cabin hovers around 156 degrees F at its hottest. Infrared heat feels different from the traditional saunas I have used, almost like what you feel standing in direct sunlight, without the bright light in your eyes. The warmth builds slowly through your body, creating a calming sensation rather than what you might feel in the intense, aggressive heat of a traditional sauna above 180 degrees F. By the end of a session, I still have the elevated heart rate and intense sweat of the former option at a lower and less overwhelming temperature. How comfortable is it for one or two people? I am 65 and my partner is 59, and neither of us is particularly broad. We can both sit inside comfortably for a full 30-minute session. We are not sitting shoulder to shoulder, and there is enough room to keep our sweat to ourselves. That matters when you are sharing a sauna for half an hour. After using it together for 30 minutes, I can confirm that the two-person description is accurate. The slightly reclined backrest may be my favorite detail. It lets me lean back instead of sitting upright for 30 minutes. The glass door also opens up the cabin visually, which makes the space feel less cramped. Does the app make a real difference? The scheduling feature is the main reason I use the sauna as often as I do. I set it to begin heating at 7:00 p.m. and usually step into the cabin around 7:45 when it's ready for my session. I finish a 30-minute session before taking a shower and settling into my wind-down routine for the night. Someone with an early schedule could set it to begin heating before they wake up, so the sauna is ready for them every morning or on certain days of the week. So far, the app's connection to the sauna has been reliable as well. Temperature adjustments, lighting controls, and scheduled starts have all worked as expected. Bluetooth pairing has also been simple. What is it like to maintain? After roughly a month of regular use, the cabin still smells distinctly of hemlock wood, and I have not noticed any stains, loosening, or visible wear. The soft, pale wood can chip or scuff, so I use towels to keep sweat off the bench and backrest and remove them after every session. Otherwise, maintenance has been minimal. I am still looking for an all-natural, hemlock-safe cleaner for occasional deeper cleaning. What's the energy bill situation? For ongoing costs, I estimate that using it for roughly an hour per day a couple times a week, I use mine four times a week, would add about $22 per month to an electric bill at average New York City rates. I did not meter the sauna separately, so treat that as a ballpark figure. Not terrible, all things considered. The verdict. The plunge's best feature is not any individual detail, but the complete at-home ritual. I can schedule it to heat up, use it in private, share it with my partner, listen to music or a podcast, and step directly into the shower afterward. It's comfortable and convenient, and unlike plenty of overly trendy gym equipment, the sleek design actually makes the room look better. Given the option, I would consider the 240V Pro for its faster heating and higher temperature. But the standard still produces plenty of heat, a wicked sweat, and the full sauna experience I would expect at this price. After a month, the strongest endorsement I can give is that I still use it about four times a week. The obvious drawback is the commitment. At nearly $9,000 to get it delivered and professionally assembled, and clocking in at 540 pounds once installed, the plunge is not for the recreational user, someone expecting to move soon, or anyone without a permanent indoor space and the correct circuit. The included warranty helps soften the financial blow a little. It covers 5 years for the cabinetry and heaters, 2 for the electronics and controls, and 1 for the glass and power supplies. For the right home and the right wellness aficionado, all of that will feel like chump change for the sauna experience minus the home renovation. Sauna ratings. Design, A. Comfort, A. Heat, B. App and controls, A. Delivery and assembly, C. Evalue, B. Overall rating, A.